It's been fantastic to have your company today for Dwayne's World. Almost a record amount of calls and texts have come through. We had no interviews in the first 2 hours of the program, which is a rarity. It was all you, and that's probably why we've had a record amount. So I really appreciate your contribution to the show. It's Reach Week this week on SEN as we shine a light on the important work done by the Reach Foundation, Australia facing a youth mental health crisis, and recent stats show 4 out of 5 young Australians have experienced mental health issues over the past 2 years. 7 out of 10 high school students reported high psychological distress. And we need to move the dial on the crisis. And Jim Stein's charity, the Reach Foundation, delivers purpose-built programs designed to do just that. Their work is needed more than ever. And June, Reach asking Australia to pay it forward by helping to fund 200 social and emotional wellbeing workshops for young people in need. You can visit www.reach.org.au to make a contribution, a tax-deductible donation, and help shape the generation of young people to be emotionally resilient and thrive. And Fergus Watts has been good enough to join me, the CEO of the Reach Foundation, and Harry Garside as well, Tokyo Olympics bronze medalist and Reach ambassador. So we've got both on the line. Fergus, firstly to you, welcome to you. And Reach is a pretty important part of the lives of a lot of young people now, but we want to make it more accessible to more young people.
Yeah, that's right. Reach, for those who don't know, is we've been around 3 decades after Jim Steins and Paul Curry founded it. And what we do is we build social and emotional resilience skills in young people. So, you know, we're seeing with the mental health crisis we've got at the moment, it's not a new thing. It wasn't created yesterday. These sort of things pop up because we don't build the social and emotional resilience skills, the mental muscles required to deal with issues that come up in their life, you know, 5 or 10 years ago. So that's what we do, and we need to do more of it.
And you've got workshops coming up. So big campaign, 200 workshops for a lot of young people to get involved in.
That's right. So we work with about 50,000 young people over a 12-month period. Our objective as an organisation over the next, probably however long it takes, but certainly in the next few years, is to be able to grow that to 500,000 young people on an annual basis. And as part of this end of financial year campaign, we want to be able to give 200 of those workshops, which is about 12,000 young people. We want to be able to give that away for free to low socioeconomic schools. So that's our objective out of this campaign. But all in all, it's really our objective to get into as many schools and work with as many young people as we possibly can to ensure that they have these vital skills for their life.
And how important for you carrying on the great work of Jim Steins as well?
Really important. I was a Reach kid 22 years ago. I walked into a Heroes Day when I was 15. And you know, Jim asked me the question, "Who are you?" And I fluffed my way around an answer, and I couldn't really answer it. And I learned on that day from Jim himself that it was okay to be me, that it was okay to have all aspects of my personality. And I was lucky enough to be a facilitator here. I was lucky enough to be part of the crew development program. And I've been in and out of Reach for 20 years in one way, shape or form. So to now be as a CEO and in the seat and to be able to build that legacy forward, you know, at a time where, frankly, it's never been more vital in my view. And we're seeing that from all the statistics you mentioned. We're seeing that this work has never been more vital for young Australians. And you know, we see it on a daily basis.
Fergus, great to have you and good luck with it. Fergus Watts, CEO of the Reach Foundation. To find out more about Reach, head to reach.org.au. Harry Garside's also on the line, Tokyo Olympics bronze medalist and Reach ambassador. Harry, welcome to the program. I understand, and congratulations, by the way, on Tokyo, but I understand Reach has been a big part of your life as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I was really grateful at the age of 16, Reach entered my life. And prior to that point, I had no success in the sport of boxing. And about a year after being involved with Reach as a participant, then a crew member, I won my first national title and then got selected for the Youth Commonwealth Games. So I'm very grateful for Reach entering my life. And I truly stand by the work they do. They do some of the most amazing work, and they give young people like myself opportunities to grow and flourish and understand more about themselves and about the world, which I think is very important.
So did you walk into that first meeting and not quite know what experience you were going to get?
Yeah, I actually got forced to go by a teacher. So the teacher said there was going to be free KFC, and there was no actual KFC. But she said that she really encouraged me to go, my teacher, and I'm very grateful that she did. It was just a male workshop that I went. It was only the boys, all my mates were in the room. And that was a day that really generally changed the trajectory of my life. So I don't know what it was exactly on that day, but I really had the opportunity to either go one way or the other, and I chose to go the right way and delved into myself and chose to take up the challenge and be vulnerable and be honest with my friends. And then after that, become a crew member and learnt a lot more about myself as well on that journey.
Great to talk to you, Harry. Again, fantastic that you are a Reach ambassador. And if you do want to find out more, thanks for joining me today, by the way, Harry. Find out more about Reach, you can head to reach.org.au. Find out about the workshops. Apparently, there's no free KFC, but they are going to deliver quite a bit for young Australians. Great to be part of it.